Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey. And ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. Another mad cow. At least it looks like that might be the case. One more test will be made to confirm or deny the BSE. For the meat industry, and especially the beef industry, this roller coaster ride has been a nightmare. Just when it looked like we would finally get our export markets open again, wham, we're hit with this. It will take as long as 2 weeks to get a conclusive test result. Fortunately, at this point, it looks as if Mexico will not close their border to our beef. We just got Taiwan open, and I don't know what their reaction will be. And Japan? Well, don't hold your breath waiting for them. Just so everyone can feel safe, none of the meat from the animal went into the food supply. It was a downer, and the whole carcass was incinerated. In fact, all this took place last October. After an inconclusive test, a negative test, and all that time, we tested again and got a positive, and now we're testing again. The Organic Consumers Association, PETA, all the wild-eyed groups are hysterical about this mad cow. Well, big deal. In the whole world, only 160 people have died from the human form of mad cow. Most of them in Europe, where they were eating diseased cows for years. We have not done that. We have never had a case of a human getting mad cow from eating beef. It's time to put this whole thing into perspective. 160 people dying from mad cow in a world of 6 billion? That doesn't even register. We're testing 375 animals per year. Downer cattle are banned from the food supply. The time has come to end the hysteria over one or two sick cows out of 100 million. Do the arithmetic. Our beef is safe to eat. You may get struck by lightning, but you won't get mad cow disease. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.